Welcome back to Going Over, presented by Midwest Members Credit Union. Live from the Archview Flooring Studios with Roderick and Slo on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Welcome back in. Going over on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com. Joe and Fred with you here at the kitchen sink. Six and Lucas, what'd you order, Fred?
I went with the sink.
Is that the breakfast?
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
I always get confused between the kitchen sink, which is their shrimp and grits.
I don't do seafood.
I know you don't. That's why I was asking. And then the sink, which I like to call B&G's on steroids. That's how I describe it. Because you get your B&G's.
You get your B&G's.
You got your sausage patties in there. You get your eggs in there.
I went scrambled. It's usually over easy.
I usually like to go over easy with those.
Yeah, it's scrambled for me.
Scrambled isn't bad, though. Scrambled isn't bad.
The jalapeno bacon. Jalapeno.
I just go back there sometimes during commercial breaks, and I just snack on the bacon.
How come I'm just now learning about this?
You've never seen me walk back to this table with like two strips of bacon in my hand that I'm eating?
You know how self-absorbed I am.
I probably eat about 10 strips of bacon every weekend we do a show here. In fact, last week, I had to stop by here. I had some Cardinal tickets to drop off to Anthony. Gave him the tickets, and as I'm just walking through the kitchen, during like a lunch rush, I just stopped and I grabbed bacon on my way out the door. That's pretty much my lunch for the day, were just these two strips of bacon that I grabbed from there. I
had a late night last night, Joe, and on the way home from my late night last night, I stopped into the Pump House Bar and Grill. Mm-hmm. Very similar service. good to see you.
I've gotten myself to the point at the Pump House where I feel comfortable walking behind the bar and filling up my own drink.
Well, I'm not even there.
Really?
Well,
you can't do it with alcohol. Like, I feel like with water, it's okay.
Oh, I understand your mindset, but I feel whenever I give, and not just here at the kitchen sink or the Pump House or wherever, when I give the wait staff an opportunity to interact with me, mm-hmm. that is one of the highlights of their day.
Right.
So I want them to be able to pour me the water that I'm going to consume, and hear one of my many amusing anecdotes.
Okay. I feel like, so I can go back behind the bar and just fill up my water. I have yet to walk into the kitchen and sample food.
You do not.
At the Pump House.
I would encourage you to have not just verbal, maybe written permission. I would not do that here at the kitchen sink.
I've been doing shows at the sink for like 3 years now.
You brought me through the kitchen one morning here, and I'm not going to use the word uncomfortable.
Right.
But very.
See, at the different setup, when they used to be out near Forest Park, I would never actually be like in the actual kitchen. The setup was a lot different to where here I have to go through the kitchen with setting everything up. And, you know, the door to the kitchen just comes right. It's a very different setup, so I find myself in the kitchen every time I'm here, where that wasn't the case in the old place.
From the texter, hey, Fred, can you tune it down a little bit on your cockiness?
What?
I don't know what I...
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
I have a very trendy haircut.
You feel like the people at the Pump House want to talk to you.
No one beats Bell's palsy as quickly as I beat Bell's palsy.
I think you have. I'm looking at you right here. And
I'm on a comeback.
I don't.
So you didn't half the time it takes a normal person?
Oh, that'll do it for today's show. Grove's just going to play best of.
Remember to tip your wait staff.
We cannot top that over the next hour and 15 minutes of the radio program. Oh, my.
You haven't seen me in 2 weeks. I don't know why you haven't complimented me on my tremendous recovery from Bell's palsy. I'm near 90%, maybe 95%. Maybe.
You are drinking coffee without a straw, so good for you.
Lived a weird life.
Good for you. Kevin Miller, sponsor of the radio program
good
here,
dude.
From Caldwell Baker Gundaker. Kevin Miller, who, by the way, you can call or you can even text him if you're in the market for a new home, 314-503-4999. He said that last week when he met Anthony, Anthony was actually setting up security cameras to find out where all his bacon is gone. I was very upset. I got a flyer in the mail from Kevin this past week, as I usually do. Get those flyers in the mail.
I need to get
about
on this
him.
List. I need to get you on
do.
This list.
You do. And it first of all did not have a picture of me on it, so I was upset about that. Some of them have had pictures of me on them to help sell homes, and I'd like to think that I have helped him sell a few homes. But it had little dots all over the map of every house that he has ever sold, where they have been in the St. Louis vicinity. My goodness, this man gets around.
Was it so?
And he sells homes, too.
So it's like a white map covered in red dots, and it basically
blue dots.
So, but if they were red, you would say the entire it looked like chicken pox. It was just so many homes sold.
First time in a long time that Missouri could be called a blue state. That's what I'm saying.
Count it.
That's what I'm going to say.
Count it.
Thank you. We're knocking out. Speaking of, but hey, you know what? Speaking of red, the Cardinals.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Thank you.
Yeah, 3-7.
3-7. Like, when it's 2-5, it's like, yeah, that's not too bad. Okay,
Mendoza
3-6, and then you're, like, looking at 3-7, you're like, holy crap. Like,
it's not good.
This team's not playing the greatest baseball right now. No. The lineup came out today. Jose Martinez is going to get the start again at first base. So Matt Carpenter will be your DH today. Grove will have the rest of the lineups coming up in Grover's Corner, what we're calling today the mother of all corners, coming up at 11 o'clock. And what you're seeing is just the Cardinals team is not hitting. That's the big issue. As I look up and down the numbers for this ball club right now, and you look at where could some of this, you know, where could some of the blame be placed? Where, when we look at this, what can we, you know, who can we kind of pinpoint as being a reason for the struggles?
And Mike Matheny.
Aledmys Diaz is leading the team right now with a .300 batting average.
He's got like 36.
With teams that have with players with a notable amount of at bats, not counting Jose Martinez, who's 5-for-9 on the year. I'm actually looking at guys that have more than 20 at bats on the season. Next up is Yadier Molina, just hitting a low .250. Only 7 hits and 28 at-bats for Yadi. Steven Piscotty struggling at .240. Jed Jerko at .227. Randall Grichuk at .222. Matt Carpenter only hitting .207. Dexter Fowler only hitting .150 on the season. His on-base percentage only .244. You signed him such a large amount of money to come in and be that leadoff man, be that catalyst, the whole you go, we go mentality that Joe Maddon put on him with the Cubs, and it's just not there yet. And then the next two names on this list, Colton Wong and Johnny Peralta. Colton Wong, 4-for-27. Johnny Peralta, 3-for-23. It's a batting average of .148 and .130. As it's been talked about throughout the season so far, with the discussion of Matt Adams playing left field, the whole, you know, the what's the word I'm trying to think of? The experiment of putting him out there.
I'm going to say exploration. It sounds more exciting.
After an entire offseason of talking about we're going to get better at defense, we're going to put Matt Adams in left field. No. No.
You would think so.
You can't say, hey, I'm trying to lose weight. Let's go hit up Golden Corral.
I've never been hungry enough to eat a Golden Corral. And
you're missing out.
You would think.
You are really, really missing out. Let's take a field trip there one day.
I will never, ever.
God, you don't like buffets. That's your thing.
I don't eat communal food.
Grove, what do you feel about a Golden Corral?
I mean, it's okay.
At best.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, I'm okay with communal food, but, I mean, Golden Corral, I wouldn't not go there, but it wouldn't be my first, second, or maybe even my top 10 choices.
We've been down this road before, Joe. I will eat communal food with friends and family that I love and trust. I will not eat it with your gross kids.
Okay.
Stranger.
Okay.
In 2016, an injury-riddled Matt Holliday patrolled left field for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Mm-hmm.
And you thought in 2017 the only thing that could happen is your defense would improve in left field.
Right.
Legitimately found a way for it not to improve in left field. I want you to consider that.
It improves when he's not out there. And even Matt Adams telling me that he's never, ever played the outfield. Never has played left field in his life up until March of 2017. And you're going to put him in left field after talking about trying to improve on defense the whole offseason? You'd be better off putting Matt Adams at first and putting Matt Carpenter in left field. Matt Carpenter, a little more athletic, and a guy that has played the outfield prior to March of 2017. You'd be better put off putting him there. But you'd also be better off not having Matt Carpenter be committed to one position that you refuse to budge him from the entire year. At some point, you have to look at Matt Carpenter and say, look, Carp, I realize that we said you were going to be our first baseman the whole season.
You got the new glove.
You did. You broke it in. You put it under your mattress.
Yeah.
You put a baseball in it and you put
wrapped
it under
in a rubber band.
Yeah. You put all the oils on it and everything. That's great.
On his social media, he said ISO, first baseman's mitt.
Yeah. You did all the right things. We appreciate that. But guess what? Our third baseman and our second baseman are not good this year. They cannot hit. Peralta's in the last year of his contract.
28-year-old Jose Martinez is not the second coming.
It's, you know what? We need you to go play third. We need you to play second. We need to put Matt Adams at first. We need to keep trying to ride Jose Martinez. And it's bad, you know, the Jeremy Hazelbaker effect right now. We need to give these guys a shot. You need to take some risks and, you know, put him elsewhere. But right now, it's just not happening.
What would John Mabry do?
That's another issue, too. And I realize that John Mabry and Mike Matheny are best of friends.
The absolute best.
And that might be the first thing to go. That might be the first thing to go this year.
Do you think it's because John Mabry could play eight positions?
I actually think him not being the greatest hitter has a lot to do with is makes him a really good hitting coach. I always felt that.
Because he has to work harder? Or what do you mean? What's your mindset here?
They know what it took to be successful. Where, you know, Barry Bonds last year was the hitting coach for the Marlins.
Yes.
And after 1 year, they parted ways. And I know Dexter Fowler and Barry Bonds have a relationship. I know that we've heard a few things from John Carlos Stanton about ways that Barry Bonds has helped him, but nothing much more out of that. That when you are so great and things come so naturally to you, that it's very hard to coach others.
So you're talking about Larry,
like a Michael Jordan effect.
Well, Larry Bird coaching the Pistons.
He took the Pacers, but he took him to the finals.
Yeah, but he never. That I understand, but he took him to the finals with a very good team.
Right. That's why I wasn't going to say Larry Bird. I was going to say more Michael Jordan.
You
more Magic Johnson.
Okay.
That Michael Jordan still goes to. He goes to a lot of. No, it's Hornets now. I almost said Bobcats.
He goes to a lot of
Hornets practices, but it's like Michael Jordan's not. Or how about an Isaiah Thomas? How about that?
That's a prime example.
How about Isaiah Thomas?
Yeah.
He was a great basketball player. He was a small guy, but things came naturally to him. You're looking at others and you're going, "Hey, this is how you need to do it." No, it's like that's how you did it. That came easy to you.
We've seen it. Daryl Duran locally with like St. Louis Ambush, best indoor player you've ever seen. Not the best winning record as a coach.
I'll let you know when I see my first indoor game, and whoever I see on then will be the best indoor player I've ever seen.
You know I'm going to comp you some tickets this fall.
Still waiting for that first. I'm still waiting for to see my first indoor player, let alone the best indoor player
you
I've ever
the reason
seen.
MLS to STL failed.
Absolutely not. No, I wanted that to succeed. I was very pro MLS to STL.
It did not even come close.
I think it came close.
No. No, it did not.
I'm going to say it came close.
Just say whatever you want, but it Just go to an ambush game. Take your family. It is fun.
Ambush games are fun.
They have the best broadcast team in the entire MASL, which has nothing to do with being there. That's more of a tune-in kind of situation. Where
right.
You sit at the comfort of your home.
Yeah.
On your Roku.
Yeah. You think there's any? Do you ever see anybody in the crowd listening to the broadcast
yes.
while they're there?
Hard yes.
That's awesome. That's so awesome.
I've had people.
They bring their little Walkmans there. They tune the dial to 590.
I've had people come up to the broadcast booth to tell me I'm pronouncing names incorrectly.
That's passion.
I said, where's the guy at the door? Stop people.
A lot of passion to have doing that.
There is a yellow chain that should be stopping you.
Oh, my.
Well, they're all Eastern European. Like, what am I supposed
right.
to do? I'm guessing anyways. Tell me that Jay's not silent. Tell me that. 3-7, playing the Yankees. Tough loss yesterday. Pitching should be ahead of hitting right now. I get that the Cardinals are struggling at the plate.
Right.
But then you flip that over, Michael Wacha, he should be ahead of hitters right now. He can't do anything out there.
CC Sabathia making the start today for the Cardinals. By the before we last thing on the so CC Sabathia, very large man.
Not small.
Very, very large man, listed at 6'6", 300 pounds.
That's what I was until recent.
But you got taller?
No, I'm down 32 pounds. Right? We have this talk. My shorts don't fit, Joe.
Mine don't either. I got pants that are falling off me. But CC Sabathia still just raking in that Yankees money that he has been for so many years now, since 2009, making that Yankee money. And there is a guy on the Yankees that I've heard about for a few years now that I am so excited to watch last night, and he just kind of disappointed me last night. That Aaron Judge on the Yankees. Dude is 6'7",
okay,
282 pounds.
Big dude.
We've seen big guys up close, but I see him, and he just seems like an enormous human.
His head is not small.
I really hope, my wish is that he somehow gets in the weight room, Matt Holliday, and starts hitting baseball 600 feet.
What'd you say his weight was?
I saw it listed at 282.
Okay. His official listing here is 230.
That's no.
There's no way.
Look at the guy's legs. There's zero chance that it's 230. He might have, yeah, about 150 in just his legs.
And straight rakes. Swings very hard.
Yeah.
You ever been to Yankee Stadium?
Have not.
Special
the
place.
The only opportunity that I have ever had to go to Yankee Stadium would have been for a hockey game when Justin Boyd and I went out there for the Super Bowl a few years ago. I believe that week they played two games at Yankee Stadium,
mm-hmm.
outdoor hockey games, and we looked at tickets, did not bite on those, decided instead to go to Barclays and Madison Square Garden for NBA games.
I was at Yankee Stadium when A-Rod was chasing 600.
Nice.
So many years ago. He was sitting on 599.
Mm-hmm.
I'm there. It was a blast, man.
I bet.
Good energy, good atmosphere. Saw the little Hall of Fame thing, the Yankee Fame thing. It was
Monument Park is what it's called.
Yeah, get out there if you get a chance. And you know me, I've seen so many stadiums.
Yep.
I just love that.
That's really cool. We have Grover Corner, the mother of all corners, coming up on the other side. He will update us on everything going on in the world of sports. Going over on the all-new 590 The Fan.